Hello, Pastor Deborah here once again, and I'm here to teach you about the real you that you're supposed to be, a great leader and ruler, first within your spirit, then out to your helpmate, your soul, and out through your physical body, and out to all of humanity, to nations, to the creatures, to nature, and to some evil, wicked spirits that are here on the planet. And that's our leadership that was given to us long, long ago, spiritually, by our Father who placed his hands on his wife's, his helpmate's womb and blessed us. Let me give you the blessing. But first, let's open up this new episode. Episode number 18 of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development, called And Now Comes the Days of the King and the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. And we are in the section of speaking and decreeing to all of humanity about our dominion, our authority, our kingship, and what we were to be. But this God, our Creator, spoke this to us before we even were breathed out into the vastness of nothingness here on the planet Earth. He spoke and decreed to us our official royal duties, our dominion and leadership, our kingship. And it comes from Genesis 1, 26 through 28. And I will open up with that after this quick prayer. Dear God in heaven, who is our Father and our Mother, the great I Am, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, we thank you for loving us through the ages, through the darkness, through our horrible lives, that still you made a way, even at the time of death. You would not lose your creation. You would recreate us into all that you ever desired for us to be. A ruler, a king, spiritually, and then on a planet called Earth. Oh, we know this Earth is going to be burned up with fire one day, but you will have other Earths for us to go to, so that your words to us, to all of creation, will continue, of us being a king with dominion. Thank you. In my studies of myself and all of humanity, and how come we are in such a mess, and the world is in such a mess, and nothing seems to have changed from the eons past to even today. Well, I had to study hard, long, and still do. Do you know how many books I've read, videos I've watched, how many books I've written, studied out scripture references from the ancient prophets and poets, studied all the different religions, studied, because I knew nothing of who I really was and what I was to do here in my life and what life was all about. So where I began was in the Authorized King James Bible. I like that Bible because there's no translation, there is no commentaries from anybody, any religious, just the direct translations from Greek, Hebrew, maybe Aramaic, that's all. And with a lot of scripture references to go to. I like that because I learned from King James of the King James Bible. Let the Holy Spirit be your teacher. When I have a question and I don't understand something, I will go to the Strong's Concordance to look up the Hebrew and the Greek word. Then I'll use the Webster's Dictionary to look up the words. I've looked up one word before: God, Lord, Owner. Blessings, curses. Sometimes I just write. Then I look up all the scriptures, maybe of that one word, and I read them and I write them down and I look up more. I'm a diligent and careful student, even now today. I read books over and over and over, even though I've read them and the pages are falling out and everything seems to be underlined. I read it. I take them to doctor's appointments. They're in the car with me. Some days I just read. and I do nothing else. Now, I'm retired from work, and even when I was working, I had lunch breaks. I would read. I would read at red lights, or if I was at a train stop, or I had doctor's appointments. Or some days on the weekends or at night, I would read late. I used to read 6 to 8 books at one time. Then I started watching videos and movies. God was opening up so much to me. And here is where he kept taking me back to. Genesis 1:26-28. The word Genesis means beginnings. And this was when God was beginning to speak out and deliver creation out of himself, out into the vastness of nothingness. Did you know what he did? He is both a father and a mother in one, two in one. He placed his own hands, and he spoke a blessing and humanity's direction, what our future would be, what we were to do, before we were even sent out to be created. We were sort of in his womb, and laid a hand on us, and spoke to us, and blessed us. Now let's listen to his blessing. And God said, "Let us make man in our image." That means man is the creation of humanity. We were not an angel. We were not a servant of his. He already had those. He had lots of them. He said, let us, who is us? Well, that's his father's side and his mother's side, the male and the female. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them, all of humanity, have dominion, rulership, lordship, kingship over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Now, there's deep teaching in that, but that's not for this video. Verse 27. So God created man, humanity, in his own image. We are a God ourselves, made directly from his image. In the image of God created he him, both male and female. The word female, F-E-M-A-L-E, means the male, the spirit being that would carry the fetus, the F-E-T-U-S, F-E. Created he them. Yes, our spirits are both considered male. One is to carry the biological body. That's the fetus. Because God was both male and female. Now get your head around that. Study. And in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28. And God blessed them. Don't you ever not put your hands on a womb of a baby, or even if you're a child, you bless the eggs, you bless the sperm, you bless the womb, you bless every sexual part, you bless the bodies of children to be blessed and healthy carriers of children to come. And this is what God said, and you can say the same thing yourself. Be fruitful and multiply. That means have lots and lots of children. And replenish the earth. That means he knew death would come to humanity. We need to speak over our earth. That's our dirt body. And replenish it. And subdue it. Get control of your body. Get control of the earth. So we were given orders to bless and to control. And have dominion over the fish of the sea. There's some deep teaching with that one. And over the fowl of the air, more deep teaching. And over every living thing that moves upon the earth. That was our beginning in the womb of God, to be kings, to have dominion, have rulership, kingship. Now let's take what happened. We fell into great darkness, fell into the mud of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, when we disobeyed his commandment. Now, and the commandment was, if you eat from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. Well, through an ancient serpent and an that had an ancient, wicked, spiritual being inside of it, Satan, the adversary of God, who encouraged the woman, the womb man, to look at the fruit of the tree with her lust of her eyes, to look at it with the lust of her flesh for appetite, and with the pride of life that she would be a god to. But she already was a god. She just didn't know it. She ate, nothing happened, but when the man ate, who the command was given, they both died. That means they were spiritually separated. The light in them left, the Holy Spirit, and they fell into the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They actually became offspring, children of Satan. And that's another teaching that you can find in spiritual Babylon and the kingdom of darkness of what we became. But we still had the words and the blessings of kings and dominion, leadership here on earth. And you can see that throughout humanity with all the wars and the empires and everything. So that's where we began. Now let's go to Isaiah, where we've been working. Isaiah 60. Thousands and thousands of years after our fall, God was trying to talk to us and tell us, I'm coming back, I'm going to help you, I'm going to get you out of that mess, and I'm going to give you some encouraging words, some blessings. I'm speaking into your future. I'm talking to you, and here's what I want to say. And he said it through many people. He could even talk through donkeys. So don't you give any credence to any man, person. He can talk through the sun, the stars, the water. Don't you put a great emphasis. God's a talking God. He can use anything that he needs to. I've heard it from birds. I've talked to roses. I've heard the sun speak to me. That's right. Then there's evil, wicked, spiritual things from the other kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, that will speak to you. And you'll think it's him. So here in Isaiah 60, Isaiah was being talked to by God. And God had told Isaiah to say this, verse 1. Arise and shine, Isaiah, tell this to the people, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. God speaks before things happen. That's called prophesying, speaking the future, even though it hasn't happened yet. Now, this video is about verse number 2 of Isaiah 60. For behold, the darkness, that means ignorance, confusion, my lack of light and truth and knowledge and agape love, everything that I am, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Humanity is under gross darkness. That means great darkness. And the earth, all of nature, creation, the animals, the weather, the sun, the stars, the wind, everything is covered in darkness and ignorance. Did you know that? But the Lord means owner. The owner of all the earth, the stars, the weather, the water, gravity, everything, shall arise upon you. That means the Lord is going to come back to humanity and arise and shine and come into our lives. And his glory shall be seen upon you. I have God resting, living in, having his own kingdom, tabernacle, holy of holies inside my spirit. He is resting and living inside of me. And I hope inside of you also. He's never far from me. I don't have to go to a building, perform songs, have ritual prayers. Do you know I don't even fast like you do? I had to do a study on prayer and fasting. It's very interesting. So God was telling the prophet Isaiah that the earth and humanity live under darkness, ignorance, confusion, perversion, wickedness, both in our soul and in our spirit. And it's called gross darkness is upon the people. Gross means huge, large, deep, darker than just regular darkness. But we're given hope that the Lord, the owner of all humanity, who began with his own DNA, his own egg and sperm, shall arise upon us, be shown to us, make himself known. We were getting hope through Isaiah. And his glory shall be seen upon us. When I'm speaking and I'm teaching or going anywhere, spiritually, his glory can be seen shining out of me. I'm like a light bulb. Sometimes I have to dim it down when I go into great darkness spiritually, so I won't hurt the people. Verse number 3. And the Gentiles, that mean those who do not yet believe or have seen or come out of the darkness and are out of the family of God, shall come to your light. Now, when that means my light, it doesn't mean me. I'm like the light bulb. I'm the wires where electricity comes through. You see the light in the electricity. God is my electricity. I'm like the wires. My soul and physical body is like a light bulb. You're coming and you're being seen in the darkness, shown the way by light. His light, not mine. And kings, that means all of humanity, both male and female, children too, to the brightness of your rising. When you get this light of God in you and you come out of the darkness and he starts shining out through you, people will come to hear you, listen to you. I had people watch me in the dark, from the darkness. Even the evil, wicked spirits got spies on me. And what was this purpose of this light and this brightness arising upon me and you? That takes us, here's how I study. In my Bible, it says, now go to Isaiah 49:6. And here's what Isaiah 49:6 says. And he said, that's God said to Isaiah, it is a light thing that you should be my servant. It's all about light. To raise up the tribes of Jacob. Jacob is all of humanity that were not in the light, who had gone astray into the flesh. I have to do that teaching with you about Jacob. And to restore all that has been preserved of Israel. Israel means king, lord, prince. I will also give you, Isaiah, for a light, a beacon to the Gentiles. Once you get this light in yourself of this God, who blessed you in his image and likeness from Genesis 1:26, you become a light, showing his light to the Gentiles, all those who do not know him yet, that you may be my salvation. That means you, who I have chosen, like Pastor Deborah, you will help me save and redeem unto the ends of the earth humanity. Verse 7. Thus says the Lord to you. That means you right now who's listening. The Redeemer of Israel. Israel means my chosen one and his holy one, to him, even who all of humanity despises. That's right. Keep listening. Keep listening. To him whom the nation abhors. Nations, people, humanity, as you know, do not like truth and light, righteousness and justice. And I'm going to shine you with my light out to these servants of rulers. Kings shall see and arise. That means all of humanity will look at you, see my light through you, and arise. Princesses also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful. This God who is Lord, owner, has had to be faithful to his creation from his wombs of Genesis 1:26-28. Through thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years to get his creation back through recreation. And the Holy One of Israel, he shall choose you. This God wants to choose you to be his light, to help others see him. He wants to draw all of humanity to you to come to his light and to see his glory. But he has to first rebirth you as his king, as in Genesis 1:26 through 28. So you will become a child, a servant, a king of the kingdom of heaven, and be a minister unto all of humanity and nature, creation. God works through his children, his sons, his daughters, his kings, his ministers. He's always been working. So here in Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, and verse 3, we're learning a little bit more about us being kings and the kingdom that we are to bring through us here on the planet, so that leadership can be seen in us, and that the words of "now the days of the king are come" can be fulfilled through your life. And I want to end right here before we go any further in Genesis 60, because it gets so much better. But try to see when you read this book, and there's other books and there's other religions that talk about this, rebirth, karma, coming back differently, heaven, paradise. Do you know the ancient pharaohs believed in the underworld, demons and devils and evil, wicked spirits? So does Islam. Islam believes there's evil, wicked human spirits called jinns. And there's evil, wicked spirits, and they actually do deliverance. You might call it exorcism. Don't you ever think that God is not placed in humanity's heart and mind? It's always been there. It's been twisted and perverted through darkness. But there is another realm, another hidden realm of evil and wickedness. And most of us are still a part of it, and we need to see this light arise and shine in others to point the way to him. It's all about him getting his children back. All right, I'll see you on the next episode of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development that tells us now comes the days of the king on earth, bringing the kingdom of heaven back to humanity, back on earth. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.